unfiltered, and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
We are brought to you by Wellesley Mazda. The More to Move You summer sales event is happening now at Wellesley Mazda. It's the perfect time to get behind the wheel of an all-new Mazda CX-5 with premium style, advanced safety, and an incredible drive. Your next adventure starts here. You can visit Wellesley Mazda today. So if you were listening to the show today, I called Sue yesterday after my incredible telehealth visit with my doctor and said, you want a good belly laugh? And told her that my doctor prescribed merengue classes. And then after Sue laughed out loud.
It didn't disappoint. When you said, do you want a good laugh? I was like, well, yeah, sure, I could use one. That did not disappoint. No. I belly laughed.
Yeah. And then she said to me, oh, wait, hold on. I've got a story for you that you will not believe. Yesterday was like backwards day.
It was backwards day. So while you were being told to take merengue classes in order to, you know, address your menopause symptoms, I was driving around in a car with rotting groceries because we had the inspection on the house, our house today, yeah. The house that we're selling. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we had the inspection yesterday, and when they did the inspection on the house we're buying, it took about an hour and a half. So I was like,
yeah,
okay.
I can remember how long it usually takes. Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah. So they came at 10. I left here at 10:30. I got into Newburyport about 11:30. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go grocery shopping because
fill the time.
I'm sure they'll be out by noon because that's 2 hours. So now at like 12:15, 12:20... I text my husband, who's locked into his office. They had looked at his room first and said he could stay in there with the dog. So he's trapped in his office with the dog.
Oh, boy.
And I'm texting him, can I come home? Because I'm not supposed to be around when they do the inspection. He's like, no, they're still here. Now I have to go to the bathroom and I have all these perishables in my back. And it's 85 degrees, high humidity.
Really high humidity yesterday.
Yeah, and I have to go to the bathroom really bad. So now I drive around the town for a while and now it's like 12:45 and I'm like, are they gone? He's like, no. I'm like, it's been almost 3 hours. So now I go to Shaw's. I go to the bathroom in Shaw's. I leave Shaw's. I go down to this park and I look like this skeevy person who's just sitting in their car and I was eating a tuna sub because I had bought like a half a tuna sub for me and a half of a chicken parm sub for Tom. Because I was like, oh, I'll bring us home sandwiches for lunch. Now I'm smelling the chicken parm and the tuna together, the hot and the cold and the mayo. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I feel like a creep because there's all these little kids playing. And I'm just this random person in their car eating a tuna sub with groceries in the back.
But
it was ridiculous.
Wait, were you out of your car eating or were you
sitting
at a picnic
table? No, I was at this little park. No, I stayed in my car, but they were like, who's the creep in the car eating the tuna sandwich?
Oh, you didn't even get out of the car to eat your sandwich? You wait a minute. I thought when you said this that you were sitting at like a little picnic bench outside.
No, I just
somewhere sat
in my car.
Oh my, did you have the windows open?
No, I had to have the air conditioning on so that I could keep the groceries cold. So I couldn't get out and shut
the
car off.
So you had the smell of tuna and chicken parm blowing in your face with the air conditioning fan.
Yes.
To keep, did you have ice cream or anything like frozen stuff?
I did have a couple frozen things, but nothing like ice cream that would have like leaked all over the place. But I had meat, I had milk, I had cream. I'm like, oh, this could go really bad. So then it gets better.
Wait, the fact that you didn't get out of the car, though. I mean, you could have even left your car on and got out and sat at like a little
table.
That's
even weirder. Like, I've got a running car and me sitting eating a tuna sub. So then I was like, what do I do? So by 1 o'clock, they were still not gone. It had been 3 hours.
That's
and I was like,
a long
time. I can't. Like, now my groceries have been sitting for an hour in my car. So we have an extra fridge in the garage. I don't even think I told you this. So I pull up and they were in the basement. So I pull up and the garage doors are open and I run through hoping they won't see me. And I unload my stuff into the spare fridge in our garage.
Did you leave it in the bags? Just throwing or
just threw it in.
Yeah.
And then I get back in my car and drive around the block like 10 more times.
Oh, my God.
And then finally, I think it was close to 1:30 when they left. And finally, Tom's like, you can come home now. Coast is clear. My neighbors are probably like, what? Like, they never know what's going on at our house. They're like, what now? What's the next sign that's going to go up?
No, the people that live on Blueberry Lane, just they give the little old wink and a nod to everybody coming down the street. Like, yeah, you know, we know it's the house over there. There's always something going on.
There's always a
shenanigan happening afoot over there at Sue and Tom's house. Yeah. Is your choice of sandwich always tuna? No, I'm just thinking, like, of all, when you choose like a sandwich when you're in a hurry or in a rush, like, is the tuna always your go-to and chicken parm's always Tom's go-to?
Well, yeah, he won't eat mayonnaise, so tuna's never his go-to. But I will do tuna or turkey, like turkey, avocado,
cheese.
Those
are the two that I always pick.
Those are the two I always pick. He'll always do, like, he's more of a meat, like
a
steak and cheese, roast beef. Chicken parm. He's more like the heartier.
Isn't that funny? I think we all have our little sandwiches like that.
Yeah.
I'm always a tuna salad or a chicken salad.
Yeah.
I always go for the
I do that
the
a lot
ones.
Too. But it wasn't good being locked in a car with a tuna sub and a chicken parm.
I hope so.